rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
This week's word is
sadness.
So I think we'll just play sad music and take turns saying what makes us sad and how much our life sucks. Nah.
Play on, play on for the weekend. So shaking these panic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. So shaking these panic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Todo
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Welcome to the Manic Monday Show, everyone. It's going to be a sad ride tonight, because the word of the week is...
Sadness!
Exactly. So not very sad, this crazy robo, is he? Maybe this one will be better.
Sadness!
Nah, this one?
Sadness!
A bit more sad. But yeah. Crazy Robo isn't that sad, but so that's how we're gonna do this show. We're gonna play sad music at times, not sad music at other times, and we try to actually cheer you up, because that's what we do on the Manic Monday Show. I'm Casey, live as per usual every Monday night for a couple of hours to bring some tears to your eyes. No, I'm kidding. To cheer you up, because it's Monday and people, bah. Yeah. Twini says this entire episode was a lie. It's a lie! Yes. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Radio Sega. I have the feeling that we have some first-time listeners to our station, so welcome everyone. I hope you enjoy Radio Sega and you enjoy our live shows. As per usual, our entire schedule of live shows can be checked on radiose.ga/shows, so there's more than just the Manic Monday Show. This is, I have to say, the best show, the best Radio Sega live show on a Monday. I have to tell you this right now. So if you're looking for any other show on a Monday night on Radio Sega that is better than the Manic Monday Show, I'm sad to say there is no other show that is better than mine. It's the only show and stuff. That being said, you can join us in the IRC chat room, radiose.ga/IRC, radiose.ga/IRC, and you'll be able to join the lovely people that are with us tonight, like Trigon, Big the Pussy, also known as Ravzig, Esper K, I Need Fruit, Rexy, Woe21, Drive 16-bit Voice, CTR, Fluffy Foxy, Gum, Lime, Mikhail24RD, Opus Science, Punk Gamer, Speedy, Tracky, Tweety, Vegeta, Zimadon, and _ Spondy. Welcome everyone to the place where the magic happens. You can also mention at Radio Sega on Twitter. You can use the hashtag RSManicMonday. No one does, but it's easier that way. But if you mention at Radio Sega, I'll be able to check your tweets as well. People like Pokey X, Tom from the Sega Addicts crew mentioned us. He doesn't usually listen to the show live because he's at work, but I believe he listens to the podcast. So, hello, good sir. I hope you enjoy tonight's sadness show.
Sadness!
Yeah. I'm kind of lost. What do I need to talk about? I see. The question of the week. There's a question of the week. Which moment or moments in any game made you so sad you had to cry? Oh my. And also, any game song that has that effect. Maybe listening to a particular song in a game just brings back memories and makes you cry instantly. Let us know at Radio Sega, or double click my name in the IRC, send me a private message with your answer to this week's question. Let me see. We have a few answers. People are comparing stuff that happens in games to watching Bambi. I see. Anyway, there's also something you can do in the IRC chat room, and that is play this game. Say my name. Season 2, week number 4, I think? Yeah, number 4. So, what is Say My Name, you ask? It's the weekly game we play on Radio Sega. On the Manic Monday Show, actually. Radio Sega is the Manic Monday Show. And each week, I'll pick a random Sega character. And throughout the show, I'll share 4 clues to the identity of this particular character. What you need to do is to send me your guesses to who this character is. So you get 1 guess per clue. After I share each clue, you get 1 guess that you can send me via private message in the IRC or email to kc@radiosega.net. If you get the identity of this character correctly after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points. After the second clue, you get 15 points. After the third clue, 10 points. After the fourth and final clue, you get 5 points. That's easy, I think. And this week's character is so easy. It's easily the easiest one. Easily easiest one ever. So if you don't get this, at least after the second clue, you fail miserably. You fail miserably. That being said, it's time. Esper K says, no, KC, don't bait people like that. Seriously, I thought last week's character was easy, but this one is the easiest one ever. Refsik just changed his name to It Is Sanic. Maybe, could be. Let's see who it is. Clue number one. And even clue number one is easy, so... it's too easy. Where's the belt with the golden buckle? Clue number one. Where's the belt with the golden buckle? Who could it be? Send me your guesses to kc@radiosega.net, or double click my name, that's KC in the IRC, and send me your private message, and you get 1 guess per clue. You're now playing for 20 points, which could be very, very important. This season of Say My Name is... We don't have a big lead by any of our main players, so to speak. So, anything can happen. Punk Gamer says, sounds like Cena to me. Yeah, it probably is.
John Cena!
Probably, who knows. I'll let you know by the end of this show, of tonight's show. Moving on, it's time to play some more music. Before I do that, though, let me just remind you, you can vote for the People's Choice segment, one of our regular segments on the Manic Monday Show. To do that, you just have to go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. Vote for the 3 tracks you'd like to hear on tonight's show. Maybe you'll get them. Who knows? Moving on, it's time for The Mournful War from Herzog's Way on the Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega.
sadness from Shining Force.
Feather on the Manic Monday Show.
Yeah, because this week it's all about
sadness.
Sadness. Before that we had Theme of Loneliness, which is a sad thing, to be lonely. From Skies of Arcadia. And from Herzog's Way, we had The Mournful War, to start up this first or second batch of music on the Manic Monday Show. In the IRC, people, there was a mention about, what is it? Undertale. Is it Undertale? Yeah. Which I see mentioned several times in my Twitter timeline. But I have no clue what it is. I know it's a video game, but I have no clue what kind of video game it is. And I think people are going crazy with this game. But is it Zwei? Oh, Zwei. Herzog Zwei. Oh, that makes more sense, actually. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, Undertale. I don't think I know what it is. And if someone can tell me what it is, I'd be grateful, because I really want to know why people are going mad about this game. But yes, Undertale. Let me know in the IRC or Twitter or whatever you want to. Apart from that, people are talking about sad games or sad moments in games. Opus Science mentioned the ending to Infamous 2. I haven't played Infamous 2. I played the standalone expansion, or I don't know, add-on, whatever you call it. Was it First Light with the girl that can that feeds off neon lights and stuff? Yeah, I think it's First Light. And there's a twist in the story. It's a really short game. I enjoy it, but there's a twist in the story that I was like, ugh. Yeah, and it's a sad twist for the protagonist of the game. So yeah, if you haven't played Infamous First Light, I think it's First Light. There's kind of a sad moment in that game. Opus Science mentioned Infamous 2. And he said the ending made me a little sad. The good guy ending, actually, made me a little sad. Yeah. Aww. Aww. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This was the part of the show where we would have the guest top 5. And it's the part of the show where we would talk about the word of the week. Guest top 5 we don't have this week, so we'll move on and play some music instead. And when we get back, we'll talk about the word of the week. How's that? We'll move on because we have lots of music to play, and we were a bit behind on the time. So let's just play some more music. And you know, I do this every week, but it's nice to have more than one song representing this particular series, because I love it. So, from Shenmue, this is the sadness I carry on my shoulders. Enjoy. Thank you.
Big Guy.
Hi, I'm Mike Pollack, the voice of Dr. Eggman.
Hello, I'm Hideki Naganuma.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkerson.
Hey, I'm Bentley Jones, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Radio Sega.
Playing the best Sega music 24-7.
24-7.
Manic Monday Show with Casey.
We'll be right back.
So sad. Forever sad. From Initial D Arcade Sage. Because we need some Initial D Arcade Sage if we want to talk about this.
Goddess.
Indeed. Before that we had Tears of Sylph from Ease the Vanished Omens. Classic there. And the first track in that batch was The Sadness I Carry on My Shoulders. From Shenmue.
No!
Father!
I will avenge my father's death!
Indeed, you will. One day, maybe in Shenmue 7 or something. Or maybe you'll just realize revenge is bad and you'll just turn back after you get to landing. You just give him a hug. Yeah, I'm sad too. Your father was murdered as well. Yeah. Let's hang out, bro. Let's go look for some series together. Who knows? yeah. Anyway, that was this the last patch we played so far, but it's time to talk about the word of the week. And I'm sorry in advance. The word of the week is
sadness!
Or in Gizugal terms, sadness, also called heavy-heartedness, is emotion nasal pain associated with or characterized by vibe of disadvantage, loss, despair, helplessness, disappointment, and sorrow for reals. An individual flipping, I'm now using flipping, thanks to the IT crowd, just remember this clean alternative. An individual flipping with sadness may become on the down low or lethargic and withdraw themselves from others. Crying is often an indication of sadness. Now let's talk about sadness in the childhood. So, yo, sadness be a cold ass little common experience up in childhood. Y'all know that, she's neat mofo. I be fly as a gang banging falcon soaring all up in the sky, dog. acknowledging such emotions can make it much easier for crews to address more straight-up whack problems, although some crews may got a conscious or unconscious rule that sadness is not allowed. Robin Skinner has suggested that this may cause problems, because with sadness screened off, we is left a little bit shallow and manic. Manic? Yeah, manic. Manic Monday Show. Yo, sadness is part of the I process of the little pimp separating from an early symbiosis with the mother and becoming more independent. Every time a cool ass little pimp separates just a tiny bit more, he or that biatch will gotta cope with a little small ass loss. If the mother cannot allow the minor distress involved, the little pimp may never learn how to flip the deal with sadness by themselves. Oh my god. yeah. I remember being sad, but my crew didn't allow for sadness. I love this. I be fly as a gang banging falcon soaring all up in the sky, dog. Awesome. This is a new one. They probably added this recently as an alternative to I ain't talking about chicken and gravy, biatch. Yeah. Trini says Captain Gangbanger Falcon, probably with the gangbanging falcon punch. Oh god, yes, so that was the word of the week, which let me tell you one more time is
sadness.
Oh,
sadness.
It's now time for this.
Say my name.
So entries for the, let me just check my email, but entries for the first clue are now closed, which means, actually almost everyone got it on their first try. Let me just see if someone used my email. Probably not. Nope. I don't have any emails, which means entries are now closed. So you'll now be playing for 15 points in the unlikely event you didn't get it with the first clue. Well, let me share clue number two. Makes several cameo appearances in Sonic and the Secret Rings. Makes several cameo appearances in Sonic and the Secret Rings. That's clue number two. Clue number one was wears a belt with a golden buckle. You're now playing for 15 points. Send me a private message in the IRC or send me an email to kc@radiosega.net. Let's see if the two or three people who didn't get it yet will get it with the second clue. In the meantime, while I wait for your guesses, let's play some more musics, because it's all about the sadness, biatch. From Cyber Troopers, Virtual On Force, have a little cry for your lost rainbow.
Sega. Thank you.
Sunday
with Casey.
Sad version, because it's all about
sadness
on tonight's show. This is a track, a classic track from a classic game called Zillion. So Pure Stone, the sad version. Aww. Before that we had Sadness from Sonic Adventure. That brought back memories, to be honest. Even before that one we had Cry for Your Lost Rainbow, because it has two R's in it for some reason. I wonder if the one we have on Radio Sega also has two R's. Let me check. Let me look for Rainbow with two R's. It does! Awesome! Cry for Your Lost Rainbow. That's how that track is called. I wonder if it's a typo or if there's actually something called Rainbow in Cyber Troopers Virtual On Force. Not sure. We'll have to investigate. Anyway, that was this last batch of music. People in the IRC are talking about... actually, Trini mentioned Raw. And I thought RAW was an acronym for something, because everyone just types capital R-A-W. So I thought it was an acronym for something. In my head, it stood for Really Amazing Wrestling. It's Really Amazing Wrestling, but it's not, apparently. And according to Trini, last night was not amazing. But he doesn't say why, because spoilers. Yeah. Anyway, we've also been talking about Fallout 4, because I've been really addicted to that game. I never played a Fallout game before this one. I bought it because I found it actually kind of cheap, and I wanted to see what everyone was talking about. And I'm really addicted to the damn game. I've been spending lots of time in the game. So I've actually locked the door to my living room where I have my PlayStation 4. So today I haven't even turned on the PlayStation 4, because I have to do other stuff as well, and Fallout 4 prevents me from doing that. I've been addicted to actually crafting stuff and building the settlement, or actually can build several settlements, but yeah. I Need Fruit asks if I've ever played an Elder Scrolls game. No, I haven't, because I never had any interest for them. I thought about actually getting Skyrim, because it's really cheap now, and people have been talked about this for the past, I don't know, 2-3 years. But I actually went with Fallout 4. I may get Skyrim after playing Fallout 4, I think, because if it's anything like Fallout 4, I will probably enjoy it. Yeah. Anyway, that's not on topic. That's actually more like this.
Off topic.
So we need to get back on topic, I think. If you want to vote for the People's Choice segment, which is coming really, really soon, radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. That's the link for the poll. This week's poll, you have to pick 3 out of the 6 tracks we have available to vote for. I'm trying to get my phone off this support I have on my desk, and just try to access the poll, let you know what you can vote for. You can vote for a track from Persona 4 Arena, a track from Yakuza Ishin, one from Yakuza Kenzan, so all the spin-offs, one from Shining Wind, one from Shining Force, and one from Virtua Fighter 3. And I would say keep voting like you have, because I think my favorite track in this batch is actually in the lead, so that's quite fun. That's nice to know. Not trying to influence anyone, but doing it anyway. Vote for Sad Sword. Just saying. In the meantime, as you keep voting, and as you keep sending me your answers to the question of the week, sad moments in gaming, sad music, let me know at Radio Sega, or a private message in the IRC. As you keep doing that, it's time for this!
Radio Sega's Request Chart.
Radio Sega's Request Chart, top 3 of the week. As you know, and you probably should know this by now, because it's been like this for ages. Sega ages. Sorry. For ages, you can vote, or you can request tracks by registering as a member on RadioSega.net and clicking the playlists and requests tab, and just, you know, requesting whenever you want during the week. So how's this week's top 3? Well, it's interesting. There's 2 Sonic tracks. But you may have a little surprise in the middle. So let's check it out. We'll start with a tune, a Sega classic, the Sega Rock version of this classic. Check it out.
Number 3. number two.
Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number one.
Save the friends.
that set. Number one, Lazy Days Living in Paradise, which is actually quite appropriate as this week's theme is
sadness.
Sadness. And apparently I'm not the only one who thinks this, judging by the reactions in the IRC. That was number one. Number three this week was In the Blue Sky from the Sega Rock Volume 1 album. Number two was Look Alike from the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, but we played an alternative version, Artem Kondrashov featuring Satyakura, or apparently Satyakura, or yeah, probably something like that. And the song was something that I cannot read much. I won't even try. It's the lookalike Russian cover. And you were treated to an extended version, actually, because we don't have, for some reason, we don't have the full version of Lookalike in the playlist. Let me check. But I think if we do, it's not in the OVA track. Oh, yeah, we don't have. We have a short edited version that is part of the True Colors, the Best of Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2 album. But we don't have... I think the original one is actually 4 minutes long. And we only have one that is 2.5 minutes or something. That's weird. I'll need to see... check that out. Kopke asks, is there like an album for all those Sega Russian covers? Unfortunately not. There is not an album. but you know, maybe one day they'll release an album. You can look for Artem Kondrashov on YouTube, because he's the one that's been posting all these Russian covers. I'm not sure if... and they also have the links to download songs, but I'm not sure if he'll be releasing an album anytime soon. These are not... apart from one or two, these are not remixes. They are just Russian covers. So yeah. Doesn't make much sense to release them. Well, it may make sense. I don't know. But it's just a Russian... just Russian lyrics. Not that big of a thing. Yes. Tweety says, something happier than a Purple Cat and Green Frog fanfic song. I did for said, not possible. Yeah. Yeah. fanfic song, yeah. The question is, who came first? Will we one day know the answer to this ever so important question? I don't know. Maybe one day we'll know. Until then, you'll have to, you know, just be happy that we have this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Another nice segue there. Say My Name, clue number three is coming. I think at this point, everyone got their points, because, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. 8 people actually managed to get this right after the second clue. So why am I sharing 2 more clues? I don't know, because I'm crazy. But nonetheless, let me just check my email. Nope, no email. So clue number three is coming. Is an animal. At this point, I just didn't know what to add as clues, because, you know, it's so easy. So I went with this one. Is an animal. Is clue number three. So, wears the belt with the golden buckle, makes several cameo appearances in Sonic and the Secret Rings, is an animal. it's true, so what can I do, people? Asper K says, oh, piss off. It's true, what can I say? It's true. I'm sure there's still one person out there there's still one person that hasn't guessed this yet, so and I Need Fruit just made a pun with Cool Clue and Casey. 20 said, play John Cena's theme in full. That's what happy is. Yeah, maybe one day we'll do that. Is there a Genesis version? Because I will at some point do a 16-bit version of this show, or a 16-bit edition, playing non-Sega tracks that have Genesis or 16-bit versions. And if you can find me a 16-bit or a Genesis version of John Cena's theme, I'll play it on the Manic Monday show. That's a promise. So send me that version and I'll play it on the show in the coming months. Because it's coming one day, soon. Yeah. Anyway, the People's Choice poll is almost closing. You have until the end of this next batch of music to vote. RadioSE.ga/Manic Monday Choice. RadioSE.ga/Manic Monday Choice. And, you know, vote for the three tracks you want to hear on this show. In the meantime, it's time for some sadness. Sadness of Ghost Weapon. From the Sega Power Cuts 1 album.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses. Every Monday, the Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
this is actually an awesome song from Yakuza Dead Souls, also known as Ryuga Gotoku of the End. Yes. Before that, we had Bitter Tears from Sonic Shuffle, and Sadness of Ghost Weapon from the Sega Power Cuts 1 album, which is actually an arrangement of Panzer Dragoon track. So yeah, this last one was really nice. Sounds like a credits theme, to be honest. I haven't completed Yakuza Dead Souls, so I wouldn't know, but sounds like a credits theme too, to me at least. Not sure. If someone has finished Dead Souls, maybe you can tell me. By the way, on Twitter, the Echo Caverns of Hope website just tweeted a poll, which is which of these music tracks is best, between Welcome to the Machine and Tube of Medusa. So yeah. Let them know. At Caverns of Hope on Twitter, they just tweeted this. And apparently, even though I think it's a no-brainer, apparently people are torn between these two tracks, Echo tracks. It's one is an Echo 1 track and the other one is an Echo 2 song. So yeah. Let me just check. Let's see if I can find it. I just lost it for some reason. Where is it? I'll have to check our mentions. Oh, okay. So, actually, no. So, Welcome to the Machine now has 40% of the votes, and Tube of Medusa has 60% of the votes. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, actually. Which one's your favorite? I've already voted, so yeah. Let's see what comes out, which track comes out of this as the winner.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the People's Choice poll has been closed, which means it's now time to play the results. And so, before we do that, it's time to play this.
People's Choice!
There we go. People's Choice. The people have spoken. The people have voted. And I'm pleased to say the people have voted wisely. The people have voted very, very wisely. And so let's see. Let's see what came out of this poll. Let me close it, by the way. So, yeah. Okay. It's closed now. So, let's see what the people have voted for. Let's start with this one. From Virtua Fighter 3, Tears of Falling, Extra Stage. We'll be right back.
The Manic Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Heartful Cry in Mayonaka Arena from Persona 4 Arena, also known as Persona 4 The Ultimate Mayonaka Arena. And probably on Radio Sega under Persona 4 Arena Ultimax. Ultimax! The Ultimax Suplex Hold or something, the Japanese version is called. It's a crazy title as well. Before that, in this The People's Choice segment, we had Set Sword Tune from Yakuza Ishin, and it rightfully deserves this.
Gringas, this track contains wind.
Yes, and before that we had Tears of Falling Extra Stage from Virtua Fighter 3, which is a quite nice track, to be honest. I liked it very much, and so thank you for voting for it as well. Nice, some nice picks there. And that was the People's Choice segment, but we need to move on, so let's do something different.
The Manic Monday Show.
Yep. So, it's time. I wanted to do this before the People's Choice segment, but since I was still getting some answers, I waited until now. It's time to read your answers to the question of the week, starting with the IRC. Let's see. Ravzik said, by the way, I need to remind you what the question of the week was. So, which moment or moments in any game made you so sad you had to cry? Because, you know,
sadness.
Yeah. Also, are there any game songs that have that same effect? Let's see. So, Ravzik says, Sonic Adventure 2's ending. Maria! Sayonara, Shadow the Hedgehog. Yeah. Oh, and Alice dying on Phantasy Star 4. So these are his sad moments. And music that has that effect, Cooler Diamonds, King of Fighters 2000 theme. I'm not familiar with that. I need to re-listen to the King of Fighters Fights into Streams episode. But yes. Let's see. I think I have a couple more in the IRC. Let's. Gum said, not Sega, but the ending to the Walking Dead game was somewhat soul-crushing. Soul-crushing. Yeah. Haven't played the Walking Dead games, but I hear most Telltale games are, you know, sad at points. Or get you really emotional at some points. Yeah. I have played the Back to the Future games. I think those were the only Telltale games I've played. Yes. Rexy said, oh, big one. So, can't think of many Sega examples, but the ending for Konoha 1 gets me every single time. Think about it, he just saved the world, but he learned he can't stay because he's just a time traveler. All memories of him growing up were just a lie. Just a lie. I'd feel really bad to be in that position. Yeah. Yeah. TCB says Undertale. Yeah! But, I don't know what Undertale is. Yeah. Oh, he's a dream traveler, not time traveler. Oh, I see. I've played Klonoa, but haven't actually completed the game. So that's... those were spoilers. It's okay. I'm not mad. But so he's a dream traveler, apparently. Okay. Yeah. I will check it out. Then I'll probably forget when I replay the game. I was close to finishing it, I think. Not sure. Got it on my PS Vita. Yes. I have too many games that I need to complete, to be honest. But Fallout 4! Undertale, apparently, for TCB and for many people. Not sure why. It's probably an emotional game of sorts. I have no clue. It's a game. Let's see. AlphaDog1996 says, any moment when a beloved character dies. I don't remember Big the Cat dying, but that would be sad. No, no. Probably not, but yeah. Pocky X said, the letter at the end of Silent Hill 2 makes me cry like a 5-year-old watching Bambi. The rest of the game makes me scared like a 5-year-old watching the brave little toaster. Right, Silent Hill 2. Interesting. Tweety said, when Sonic got stabbed in the chest in Sonic 06. Spoilers, once more. This is how I... Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna retweet this. You sick, sick man. Yeah. And then Gianni at Captain Wiggle Fuffle. Is it Captain Wiggle Fuffle? Amazing. At Captain Wiggle Fuffle said, my favorite moment in 06. Yeah, probably. Don't cry, Elise. Don't cry. I was actually... fun fact. I was gonna play... a track from Sonic 06, but then I thought I would play something else. But let me see if I have it here. Oh, I don't. I'll try and play it in the next talk break. But yeah, just to get in the mood of sadness. Esperke says, moments so sad I cried, characters I get attached to dying in general. And Nakahara from Yakuza realizing that his daughter loved him. Okay. Yeah. It's the first game, right? Yeah. Is Nakahara the father of Haruka? I think so. Yeah. TCP said, I know that guy since high school, KC. Okay. Captain Wigglefuffle? Awesome. Songs for SPK, recently torn between I Know Encore, I think this is, we called it Eternal Encore on Radio Sega, and Hello from Phantasy Star Online 2. So I believe that's what we call Eternal Encore. SPK says, no, KC, not the first game. I've only played the Yakuza 4 and Dead Souls, so I'm not sure what game this is, what Nakahara or who, where Nakahara is from. Yeah, sorry about that. But she's torn between Eternal Encore and Hello from Phantasy Star Online 2. Okay. Open Science says... he is not answering the question of the week, sorry. I think he mentioned Infamous 2 at some point in the IRC, so that's probably his sad moment for this week's question. And I think that's all we have for the question of the week. Okay, Yakuza 3. Sorry. Only played Yakuza 4 in Dead Souls. Sorry, SPK. Sorry. You forgive me, right? The kids will forgive me, right? Yeah! Ah, shut up. No one loves you either.
Yeah. Ah, shut up!
Yeah. My sad moments. I have a few, but recent ones, I would say... lots of moments in Life is Strange. If you haven't played Life is Strange, you know, you owe it to yourself to play. Probably my, apart from Fallout 4, but that's a whole different beast. Apart from that, I think Life is Strange is my game of the year as of now. But yeah, pretty emotional stuff and pretty heavy stuff at points as well. So you should really play Life is Strange. Amazing experience. Apart from that, I think Shenmue has several emotional moments, Sega wise. So yeah, Shenmue is the answer to all Sega related questions. If I'm being honest, because it's Shenmue and I love Shenmue. All the feels come from Shenmue. And as far as music is concerned, the Shenmue soundtrack, yes, and also the Journey soundtrack. I love Journey, and the soundtrack gets me emotional as well. It's an emotional experience as well. So yeah, Life is Strange, Journey, games you should play, recent games you should play, Shenmue 1 and Shenmue 2. you should definitely play them at some point, especially if Sega release the HD versions of these two games, because they should. And I have a feeling they will at some point. So yeah, that's the question of the week, which means we need to move on, you know?
The Manic Monday Show.
Right here on Radio Sega, and we're really close to the end of the show, but before we end this show and before we play another batch of music, it's time for...
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
So yeah, say my name, clue number four. Which means it's the final clue. No one actually sent me any guesses for the third clue, because I think everyone got it already. It's so easy. I told you it was easy. I told you. But let me just check my email in the meantime. But I don't think, no, I don't think so. So yeah. Almost everyone got 20 points today. It's amazing. Moving on, clue number 4. I'm, you know, it's really upsetting. It's so easy. Loves fishing. So loves fishing. Is an animal, makes several cameo appearances in Sonic and the Secret Rings, and wears the belt with a golden buckle. Who could it be? It's really, really hard. Big issue to guess who tonight's character is. It's a big issue, yeah. Moving on.
Chill Track.
Trini says, it's Bubsy! It's not, because Bubsy is not a Sega character. Only because of that. Chill Tracks of the Week. Most of the tracks we played tonight were chill tracks, so I just added three more into this next batch, and let's see what happens. But yeah, this is a segment of the show when I try to get you all warmed up and, you know, chill, because the week just started, you need to calm down and, you know, relax and get ready for the rest of the week. That being said, time for the first chill track of the week. From Sakura Taisen 5, Episode 0, Samurai Girl of the Wild West. The track is called Only Counting the Shed Tears on the Manic Monday Show.
Thank you. Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Regrets, sadness, hatred, you. It's the actual title that we have on Radio Sega. Regrets, sadness, hatred, you. You like Yu Suzuki. Why you? For some reason. I don't even know how I can rearrange these words so it makes any sense. So, nice translation effort there, though. Not sure who did this, but awesome. Maybe Maybe Esprit can help us out with that. She actually pointed out that one track we had in our playlist was actually mistranslated, so we fixed it. So maybe one day Esper K will let us know what regrets, sadness, hatred, you actually means. But that was an interesting track. It started out with, instead of being a chill track, with being a track that caused chills, but then right at the end it turned into a chill track, I think. Before that we had the amazing Shenmue Tears remix, a remix of, I believe, Tears of Separation, is it how it's called? Let's check my database for that. Yeah, Tears of Separation from Shenmue. Before that, so it was a remix by Akechi Sounds. Apparently, Akechi Sounds is a registered trademark, so do not steal. And yeah, I did fruit that. What song is that from? That's going to annoy me if I don't ask now. I think you were referring to the one I just said right now, Tears of Separation, probably. So, Shenmue Tears, remix of Tears of Separation from Shenmue. He was mentioning Tweenie's lyrics. Rick Astley, I think. Yeah. Never gonna give you up, I believe. So yeah, because Tweenie said, "I'm not giving anything up unless I desert you and never make you cry or say goodbye." So I believe it's actually with the song I just said. But yes, moving on. I get distracted so easily. So we had Shenmue Tears by Akechi Sounds, and we started off the batch, the Chill Tracks of the Week batch, with Only Counting the Shed Tears from Sakura Taisen 5 Episode 0, Samurai Girl of the Wild West. Samurai Girl of the Wild Wild West. Yeah. Anyway, time to announce who this week's character is.
Say my name.
So yeah, the it's time to announce what everyone knows already. So Anid Fruit says, "Damn it, you Rickrolled me." Twinies like that. Can't be like that at times. So yeah, let me just check my email. As I do. Nothing here. So yeah. Let's just move on and just tell you who this week's character is, because you know it's so hard. I told you it was the easiest one ever, or at least until now. No. Season 2, week 4. So let's see. Before I do that, let me just fit in this spreadsheet I have here, so I can tell you the updated results. Just give me a few seconds. Let me just be professional, like I always am, and do this live on air. Everyone got 20 points, by the way. Okay, so I think that's everyone there. Yep, I think so. So let's do this. The clues were: wears the belt with the golden buckle, makes several cameo appearances in Sonic and the Secret Rings, is an animal, loves fishing. Who could it be? It's Big the Cat. Yay! And it kind of fits the theme, don't you think? Because, you know, it's kind of sad. Big the Cat is kind of the reject of the Sonic characters, perhaps. But some people love him, so not all is lost. Look, just like me. Kids hate me, but some people, maybe one, two people in the world, I don't know, love me, I think. At least they tolerate me. So that's not all is lost. So yeah. Big the Cat was the answer for this week's Say My Name challenge. And that being said, we had Trini Rafsig with 15 points. Gunpunk Gamer, Esper KB, Kyle 24RD, Opus Science, and I Need Fruit all got 20 points. I Need Fruit says, I'd like to meet these people who like AC. I would like to meet them as well one day. Someone who likes me. I am such a silly person. Congratulations to almost everyone who took part, because you did the hardest thing on this game, that is getting 20 points maximum score. Leaderboards after 4 weeks. Punk Gamer says, wait, people like KC? Yeah. I think this deserves this. Wait, people like KC? I know. Because when you think of my name, you think of this. KC! Yeah, I'm a sad person. Why do I make fun of myself? Because I'm sad. Leaderboards. With 5 points, we have AlphaDog1996, Joanna Sakura, and Voluptuous Spy. With 20 points, Punk Gamer, who took part in Say My Name for the first time ever tonight. Congrats. With 25 points, we have Trini. With 30 points, we have Mikhail24RD. With 35, Opus Science. With 40 points, we have Gum. And the top 3 with 50 points, we have Rapsy. With 55 points, we have I Need Fruit. And with 60 points, we have, at first place, Esper K. So, things are actually quite close. We have Esper K with 60, I Need Fruit with 55, and Rapsy with 50. So, top 3 is quite close. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win? We have 6 more weeks until we find out. No, actually 5 more weeks until we find out who wins the second season of Say My Name. Oh, it's so exciting. So exciting.
Exciting.
Indeed.
Amazing!
Yes. Well, we're getting close to end the show, and we have one more track to play. But before we do that, let me remind you that this week's word was
sadness.
And next week we won't have any word, so it's not going to be an off-topic show, because we're going to have a theme, but it's going to be dedicated. It's going to be a whole show dedicated to Radio Sega's Fan Choice Song of the Year. What a title! Radio Sega's Fan Choice Song of the Year, as named by Rushton and Diamonds. Yes. So, who will win this edition, the 2015 edition of Radio Sega's Fan Choice Song of the Year? We'll find out by the end of next month. But you have until I think the 4th of December or something to nominate your favorite songs, your 5 favorite songs. Could be original Sega songs, a game from any game or anime or TV show that aired in 2015, or it can be remixes aired on Radio Sega live shows in 2015. So that's also an option to vote. And you can check RadioSega.net, our forums, for the full info on how to vote. And next week we'll be dedicating the show to possible nominations. So just like I did 2 years ago with Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, I dedicated several episodes, actually. The extra segments of several episodes were dedicated to this nomination process. So I'll be doing that next week. We'll be playing possible nominees for Radio Sega's Fan Choice Song of the Year. You can also suggest tracks while we're doing the show live, so I'm going to be taking requests, I'll probably post a link to the thread, so you can check which games are eligible, and I'll probably try to find some remixes that were played
during the year on Radio Sega Live shows, so I can throw them in the playlist of next week's episode as well. But yes, if you don't know which tracks you should vote for, maybe next week we'll help you decide what your nominees should be. And yeah, so join us then for another edition of the Manic Monday Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone who mentioned us, retweeted us, or our tweets, liked our tweets, whatever, on Twitter. And also, a big thank you to people who joined us in JRC. By the way, let's say goodbye. People like Trigon, Esper K, I Need Fruit, RevSig, Rexy, Mo21, Rev16BitVoice, CTR, D'Artagnan, Fluffy Foxy, Gum Lime, Mikael24RD, Music Clues, Punk Gamer, Spinnick TCB, Tracky Tweenie, Vegeta, Zimadon, and _Spondy. You are the weakest links. Goodbye. And that's how we do it. TCB tried to leave before I did this, but he wasn't able to, you know. Yeah. Mikael24RD said, "Peace off." Hashtag peace off. We should use this hashtag on every week, on every show, every episode of the Manic Monday Show. So yeah, I think we need to move on. We need to play the final song of the week. I've been talking for over 10 minutes now, I think. So that's a long time to be listening to my awful voice. Thank you for listening to the Manic Monday Show dedicated to sadness. I'm going to be ending the show on a track that's not exactly... that doesn't have sadness or tears in the title, but reminds me of a sad moment in a Sega game. Before I do that, don't forget to check out radiose.ca/shows for our full schedule of live shows. Coming up next, Sega Addicts AM tomorrow, Tuesday at midnight, Western Europe time. And afterwards, Club Sega with I Need Fruit at Wednesday at 8 p.m. Western Europe time. I've been KC. This has been the Manic Monday Show, Sadness Edition. I'll be back next week. I leave you with Succeeded Wish from Valkyria Chronicles. Bye-bye.
Oh, Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.